Let me just establish this right from the get-go. Adam Carter, dead to me. I don't know. He's got Ebola. He's got some sort of fungus building in his body. I'm glad he works. Get out of this building until we figure out what sort of fungus is in his body.
You are standing in the very spot
same
that Carter
spot.
Was on. Yes.
Same spot. I mean, Jordana was over here in like a sealed area. Josephson was over there planning his next trip. And I've got to sit here where the guy who is clinging for his life.
The stank and the filth and it's.
First of all.
You're doing the Lord's work.
His illness is a you problem. Okay. But now he's bringing it upon me and my illness. Mm-hmm. My throat hurts already. Just started. I'm not suing him because I know what he makes. I know what Jen makes. So litigation starting against the lobster.
So you're going to be a warrior. You're going to tough it out for the sake of their financial freedom.
Until I get sick and then I'm going to run him over in a car.
Makes sense.
Repeatedly. And I'm not gonna hide who I am.
You'd be justified.
Absolutely. All right, let's bring in our guy. It's back to back. It's a double shot of Lou Ragusa. If you thought yesterday's story was bizarre, we've got another one for you. This is the Feeding Our Future case, which we all know about. We all know about the initial verdicts: some not guilty, two not guilty, and then the others a combination of guilty and not guilty. But then. Oh, by the way, we had a juror who was bribed. Just your normal thing, Lou Ragusa from KR11 is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Just a normal thing when all of a sudden one of the jurors is offered $120,000 for the right decision. And so Andy Luger, obviously, the U.S. attorney for the state, has been all over this case. He has a press conference, and as you know well, Andy Luger can give a great press conference. What stood out the most to you? Because we had talked in background a couple times. You knew this was coming. I think you might have thought the press conference might be coming even sooner. But what stood out most? Susie gave some of the details before. But what just grabbed you the most about this elaborate plan to find the youngest juror, surveil her, and try to buy her off?
Well, Chad, thanks for having me on. First of all, it's hard for me to pick just one thing, but I think the headline here is how sophisticated it was, including, allegedly, one of the defendants who the jury fully acquitted in that trial. So to be clear, this was not a case of somebody on their own telling their wife, hey, that bag of money in the basement, go bring it to this juror. It was allegedly thought out, planned out, including flying a woman in from Seattle to deliver money between three of the people who were on trial in that major Feeding Our Future case and two separate people who weren't involved until now. And just the level of play into the fact that the defendants are immigrants. There was included in that presentation by U.S. Attorney Luger, a document that they found on the phone of or the computer of one of the defendants, a doc that seemed to be intended to give the juror to instruct her on how to convince the other jurors to plead not guilty. And that includes because they're immigrants, because the government is racist, because, you know, everything is against them. And so it played into all these things that I think played into how the fraud happened in the first place, the Feeding Our Future fraud, that people were afraid to ask questions because of racism allegations being made.
It's a very fair point, because we witness this all the time when race is an enormous impediment for those individuals who are profiled, missed opportunities. But then there are times when some people are timid and afraid. They're afraid of some backlash of racism coming at them. And you can't. Now, if it's shrill, if it's over the top, if it's exaggerated, I get it. Because legitimate racism, as we and everybody listening knows, happens every day. That doesn't mean if you're in law enforcement, if you're in oversight, that you have to be afraid to pursue something because the individual isn't a white person.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one thing that U.S. Attorney Lugar made clear is that his office is not affected by that. And, you know, back to, you know, we had a couple background conversations. I was aware that as soon as this happened, the FBI had basically all resources into solving this. And even though it's been a couple weeks, that's fast investigation when it comes to something this complicated involving the feds.
So part of this too, Lou, the hubris of all of this, Lou, of the individuals who were taking COVID money meant for children to eat and feeling that they could divert it for pretty enormous sums of money. They could get away with it. And now some of the same individuals, Lou, feel like, you know what I'll do? We'll reach out to one of the jurors and we'll influence her with money, with a guide, with playing on your person of color. Arrogance, hubris throughout, feeling like they're so savvy, they can outsmart so many people when they weren't.
The context of the case is that it was a $250 million pandemic fraud overall. This specific group of seven who was put on trial first allegedly accounted for more than $40 million of that, okay?
Yep.
And to think that the jury was so meticulous that they actually fully cleared two of those seven, probably thinking that there just wasn't enough evidence beyond reasonable doubt to group them in with them. But one of those two, allegedly, was plotting a bribe.
Yeah.
Because even if he was found not guilty by the jury, the feds believe he at least had a guilty conscience and wanted to make sure that he would be acquitted.
We cannot let that part slip by, that one of the individuals who is now facing the charges was found not guilty. Makes me wonder about that not guilty decision, Lou.
And that's one thing, if you could hear me asking questions at all during the press conference that
yeah.
I wanted to make clear, do they think any other jurors were reached?
Yeah.
Do they think that the verdict reflected anything to do with the bribe? And
right
at the very end, Lugar said that he does not think that any sort of bribe played into the jury's verdict. And they don't have any information now, but they continue to investigate whether any other jurors were contacted. So that's part of the ongoing investigation. One other scene that I kind of want to set for you.
Yeah, for sure.
So the Monday after this happened, this happened on a Sunday, the next day, the lead prosecutor, who's Joe Thompson, who's the tall guy, on
yeah,
the video who stands
right
behind Lugar there. You don't get to see him because there's no cameras in the courts, but an outstanding attorney to watch in the courtroom. So that next day, he announced in the courtroom the bribe, and he asked Judge Nancy Brazel to seize the cell phones of the defendants. And immediately, he called out loud that some of the defendants were messing with their phones, like possibly deleting things. He said, can we freeze the scene? Can we order the scene to be frozen to stop them from messing with their phones before they hand them over to the law enforcement in the courtroom? And the judge did order that. However, now we've learned that Abdiaziz Farah, who he was convicted in the trial, and he was called the ringleader of this group, Lugar says that he factory reset his phone in those seconds before the marshals were able to take the phones away.
Can they get that information back, or is it just gone permanently?
If they are, I honestly, I don't know. So the information from his phone is not included in the information that we have so far. right? So that tells you that maybe they haven't been able to yet, if they will be at all ever. I think a factory reset of the phone is pretty permanent.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the FBI is able to do.
That's it. You know, for me and you, no chance. I just don't know the capabilities of the FBI in this particular area. Lou Regrus is with us again. He's so good. And he's talking about the Andy Luger, U.S. Attorney Luger, on what he announced and following up the bribe towards a juror and the five individuals who have been charged today. Okay, you mentioned the judge. Now, we can all be perfect in hindsight. We don't make a mistake. But you cover a lot of cases. You talk to a lot of lawyers. Does anybody believe the judge during the case could have or should have done more to prevent something like this from taking place?
I don't think so. I think Judge Nancy Hazel is outstanding. I think that the prosecution... Luger indicated that in the future they will ask anonymous juries, and that's something that they can ask for, but they don't imagine needing to be sequestered for 6 weeks for a trial.
Right.
You know, people with a family, with a job and everything. It's almost impossible for most people. And then beyond that, you know, the whole aspect of the anonymous stuff just creates even more challenges. And in America, you know, you're supposed to be able to get a fair trial with a jury of your peers. And, you know, there's a certain bar that things have to reach for it to happen. You know, if they could do it all over again, I think obviously the federal government would ask for an anonymous jury, but I guess they just didn't see this coming.
Well, it can make it even more difficult to get jurors to say yes, right? They can give you legitimate reasons why they can't do this. They can be erroneous about it. So it is tough. I want to circle back to what you said in your question because it's very valid. Now, wait a second. You know, are you certain that this is the only juror they reached out to? I would think, knowing the skill set of Andy Luger, and you know it better than I, and I know it from talking to a lot of smart attorneys and observing him for a long time, there is a lot of respect for Andy Luger, that if he had any hesitation, Lou, any hesitation that another juror was involved, I don't think today's press conference happens yet. Don't you think they would have waited?
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, that's kind of the thing. They want people to have confidence in the verdict. And I think that if the verdict was compromised, I think that they would say that if they believed it.
What's next in this case?
I agree with what you're saying there.
Yeah.
So this afternoon in court, three of the defendants will make their first appearance. Now, the woman who accused of actually delivering the money, she's in Seattle. She is supposed to self-surrender this week and then be brought here to face her charge. The three defendants who are appearing in court today are brothers, Abdiaziz Farah, Saeed Farah, Abdul Karim Farah, who Abdul Karim was not involved in the Feeding Our Future case until now. So they'll make their court appearance, and then the case will proceed. There are other Feeding Our Future trials on the horizon, but the next one that was supposed to start later this summer or fall, I can't remember exactly which month, the government has already asked for it to be pushed back, partly because of the amount of publicity that the whole bribe thing has gotten.
Yeah.
And if jurors are coming in knowing that in the last case they tried to bribe jurors, well, we can't have that.
Last thing, we had a conversation yesterday, and you've been all over the Marissa Simonetti matter. You were breaking new information on this almost hour by hour, starting Monday. Anything new this morning on Simonetti? And she's a candidate for Hennepin County Board. She was staying at a place, and what, she didn't own the place, and then she's renting it, wasn't allowed to rent it, and a squatter versus tarantulas. I mean, it's crazy. You got to listen to our conversation with Lou yesterday to get it all, but is there anything different today?
Yeah, so right after we talked, shortly after we talked, the actual owner of the house called me. So he was a longtime Edina resident living in that house, raised his family there, put his kids to school in Edina. When he moved out, he didn't sell the house. He decided to rent it, like many people do.
Sure.
He rented it to Marissa Simonetti. And he told me that she signed a standard lease, which includes all the normal stuff like no subleasing. So he said in her lease, she was forbidden from leasing it. And he had no idea that she disobeyed that and went on Airbnb and rented out the basement. He had no idea there was a second woman living in the home until Thursday night, the night before this all went down.
Of course.
And so he said that the woman was not a squatter, as Marissa Simonetti frames it, but she was a victim of Simonetti's lies. So his head is kind of spinning. He's not a landlord the way that you might think of a landlord. He's a guy who owned his house for a long time and now is renting it out.
Anybody who's paying attention to this case, Lou, their head is spinning at this point, trying to figure it out. Thank you,
you know,
sir.
One more thing before we go, Chad.
Absolutely.
So Simonetti then sent out an email to her supporters and potential donors, calling herself the tarantula tosser, including her mugshot at the top of the email, which she's very proud of, and kind of giving her version of the side of the story and asking for donations.
It's so good. All right. I assume something else will happen, and I'll reach out to you again in the next couple of days. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
It's a triple shot, Tubbsy, of Care 11.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.